I speak to you in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Moving to another hemisphere brings with it delightful, unexpected, and uncomfortable discoveries. Having been born not very far from here and living the first 38 years of my life in Canada, relocating to New Zealand was an exciting adventure. It was also an opportunity to break out of old patterns, leave some things behind, and have a fresh start. Optimistic and somewhat naive, there was no way to know how such a move would disrupt even the most basic rhythms of life. For instance, watching water disappear down the drain in the opposite direction was a strange curiosity. Buying a home with lots of north-facing windows to enjoy a sunny exposure was difficult to comprehend until experienced. And looking into the night sky and not recognizing the constellations was quite disconcerting. From childhood, the night sky has always brought both awe and comfort to me. The Big and Little Dippers, the way they are connected, flowing from one to the other, and in some way holding the rest of the stars, are beautiful and reassuring. Having arrived in the southern hemisphere at the beginning of winter, there was not much stargazing to be done, as howling winds from Antarctica, horizontal rain, and coastal fog kept me tucked up by the fire at night. But by Christmas, the weather had calmed and summer was on its way. My inner self had not calmed, as the reality of living a similar life but in a different place set in. Old patterns reemerged. Not much had been truly left behind, and the fresh start seemed stalled. So one clear night, I stayed up late and looked for my old friends, the Big and Little Dippers, to comfort and reassure me. They were nowhere to be found. It had simply never occurred to me that they are not visible from New Zealand. Looking for wonder and inspiration and signs in the stars, and going on a walkabout, pilgrimage, or a journey to find meaning are age-old practices. And on this Feast of the Epiphany, we hear in Matthew's Gospel of the Magi doing both. While later tradition suggests that the Magi were kings, the Greek term can have many meanings. It can refer to Persian priests, magicians, or astrologers. Although they may have been influenced by Jewish expectations of a coming Messiah, the Magi themselves were not Jewish, and they worshipped other gods. However, they had noted the unusual phenomenon of a very bright star in the night sky, so significant that they are compelled to make a journey to discover its meaning. They strike out on an adventure, probably not really knowing what they are looking for, let alone what trials they will face along the way or what they will find, if anything. At some point, they come to understand and believe that a child has been born who will change the world, and that they are called to pay him homage. Their inquiries raise quite a stir in Jerusalem and attract the attention of King Herod, who is terrified and threatened by what this might mean for his authority and kingship. After being summoned to a secret meeting with him, the Magi continue on their way, but under orders to return and tell Herod what they find. No matter what they had left behind, unsure of where they were going, facing the dangers of traveling at night, touched by the fear of those in power, not knowing what they will find, all of this is swept away when the star stops and they find the child Jesus. Overwhelmed with joy, they kneel, worship, offer gifts, and then return home by another way, avoiding the return visit to King Herod. What a delightful, unexpected, and yes, uncomfortable discovery. We never hear about the Magi again. Did this journey, which caused them to break out of old patterns and leave some things behind, actually give them a fresh start? Did they continue to look for wonder and inspiration and signs in the stars, or did they go on another pilgrimage? Did their lives change in significant ways after meeting the baby Jesus? We may not know the answers to these questions, but we do know from our own experience that an epiphany, a showing forth, reaches deeply into our lives, changes how we see things, and ever draws us forward. For God's light shows our realities for what they are, reassures us that we are loved, called, and wanted, and illuminates a path forward. No matter where life takes us, no matter what we do, no matter how alone we can feel, a single touch of God's light, often brought to us through circumstances or people that we least expect, changes everything. That summer night in New Zealand, as I was gazing up into the unfamiliar night sky, my cheeks wet with tears of grief for the Big and Little Dipper, something caught my eye. Three stars shining brightly. And there, right in front of me, albeit upside down, was the belt of Orion. It wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it would do. I will never forget the sense of joy and relief, comfort and recognition that flooded into my mind, heart, soul, and body in that moment. When old patterns reemerge, things left behind resurface, and fresh starts stall, God's light is there, even if not at first recognizable to us. Perhaps it shines through an unexpected person, place, or event, is seen in a flash of kindness, or is twinkling with vague familiarity on the periphery of our experience. When we journey through the dangers of a deep, dark night, endure hardships and confusion, and when the power of others frightens us, God's light surrounds us. Perhaps it shines through the prayers, phone calls, or connections with others, is felt as strong arms holding us comfortingly, or is found in the grace of silence. When we don't know what we are seeking or where we are going, God's light goes before us. Perhaps it plays on a windowsill once a door has been firmly shut. is literally shining on a path that we didn't think to explore, or is softly glowing with purpose inside of us. May all your epiphanies be delightful, unexpected, and yes, even uncomfortable. May you be overwhelmed with joy, worship God with awe, and offer your unique gifts with generosity. May God's light shine through you, showing the way home for others. Amen.